I'm going to take you to our reading for this morning. Like I said, a bit of a struggle. What do you preach on Boxing Day, the last Sunday of the year, and try and keep it all very brief? Difficult to think of that, but we're going to 2 Peter 3, and he has something to say about this patience of the Lord. This is what it says from the ESV. This is God's word. But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. What a year it's been. In fact, these past 2 years have really been something, haven't they? Along with COVID news and developments, we've seen stories about the handover of Afghanistan. There have been storms, volcanoes, earthquakes, tough and bitter elections, east and west of the world, as well as the usual conflict and turmoil that we grow ourselves here in Northern Ireland. And that's not to mention our Prime Minister and all the shenanigans he seems to be up to. At the close of the year, we might pause to ponder what's behind, and I wonder what you think of it all. I think we should be confronted with a fairly serious problem. And the problem is God's patience. God's patience should trouble you. Whether we shelter in the walls of the church or not. Here's the problem. Why does God allow all of this to go on? Ever wondered that? Why is there still evil in the world? How can God allow children to suffer like they do? What is God thinking by allowing wars to happen? Why doesn't God just come back and clean the whole thing up? Do you ever think those thoughts? The problem is because God is patient. God is patient. Very brief this morning, just a couple of thoughts on this. Patience and anger are the first things that go together here. God's patience is an expression of his anger because the Bible says he's slow to anger. He's the holy, righteous judge. His anger is the right kind of anger. God doesn't fly off the handle. He doesn't lose his temper like we do. God's anger is based on facts, and he allows time for the solution, the sorry, the making up that follows any upset. In other words, his anger is not immediately followed by punishment, but by patience. God is patient and angry. Now, maybe you're not hearing that right. You're thinking, that's a strange combination. But there's a problem there. He's patient and angry. If you can really hear that, you realize that it's more dangerous than the person who loses their temper. Here's a line about slow, patient anger. It says this, "Beware of him that is slow to anger, for when it is long in coming, it is stronger when it comes. The longer kept abused patience turns to fury." You see that? The longer it waits, the more angry it gets. I wonder if you feel that. Do you feel something of the weight of the force of patient anger? And here's the follow-up to that. What kind of people then will we be as we wait for the Lord? Can we live conscience clear as abusers of the Lord's patience? The good news this morning is that God's patience is also tied to his love. It expresses his love because God's anger doesn't look forward to punishing us. He looks forward to loving us. Let me explain that to us. God's patience is meant to lead us back to him. He's not slow to judge, but he gives time for the turnaround, to turn our lives back to him. The end of the year, it's a very good time for that, as we're off to work, surrounded by blessings and joys, while simultaneously watching the news about worry and human tragedy, disasters and restrictions that come in this evening. That's a good time to reflect on turning back. I'm going to take you to those verses again in 2 Peter in a moment or two, but here's another line from that letter. Elsewhere, Peter writes this. This is a powerful line. Count the patience of our Lord as salvation. So I've never saw that before until thinking about you this morning. Count the patience of our Lord as salvation. Do you see how patience is loving there? Salvation is the end of God's patience as much as his anger is. So let's ask the question again. What kind of people will we be as we wait for the Lord? Can we live with clear consciences and not abuse the Lord's patience? How do we bring all this together? Well, we bring it together in our reading. God is patient and angry. He is patient and loving. He waits not to allow more suffering, but to allow more repentance. And I think we need that reflection and that repentance that seems to fit so well with the end of the year, the beginning of a new one, because when God comes to sort this world out, it will come quickly. And we won't expect it. So here's your end of year reflection. The babies are getting restless. Here it is. Let's hear it again. Think about anger. Think about patience. Think about salvation. What does it say? Do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. Shall I pray for us? At the close of the year, let's do that. Father God, your patience with us is astounding. That is who you are. Your love is patient and kind. It is slow to anger. It keeps no record of wrongs for those who love your son, Jesus. So we pray that in the midst of our Christmas holidays, our happiness, our joy, the food and the celebrations, that we might take a moment to reflect on your patience, to reflect on ourselves, and to look at the world and pray that it would repent again, that it would take the time you give and turn back to you. Father, we might quietly this morning commit ourselves to walk into 2022 with you and with your church here at Ballygilbert. Father, if we do that, we pray that you give Jesus the glory for the grace that saves people like us. Amen.